breakfast, and we'd love for you to come by. Doors open at 6. There was some patchy fog. I know when I was coming in some time ago, it's expected in some areas to remain prevalent until 8 o'clock. We'll have a look at that full forecast, what to expect for this week, and it's looking less and less like we're going to see any showers or thunderstorms. The week started off, and it looked like every day there was going to be something, and while there have been some pop-ups here and there, which, in fairness, that's what isolated is. Essentially, most of us aren't seeing anything. We've got Christy Fulnecki joining us today, also our author of the week, sponsored by ABC Books. A couple of great news stories that are, you could have a whole file filled with Trump vindication. One, there's a new study out that hydroxychloroquine is effective against COVID. Another has to do with Lafayette Park. This one's fantastic. So we've got that. I want to do an update on some critical race theory stuff that's going on within the schools. What we are seeing, and I'm waiting for YouTube to start banning these videos, parents and teachers across the country that are standing up for the kids. Parents and teachers that are showing up at school board meetings to call out the evils of segregation and dividing young people based on their skin color, all in the, you know, masquerading it as, or just simply teaching history. Who can be against that? Which, of course, is a lie. And in Springfield, people are beginning to wake up. People are beginning to recognize that this is a problem. There was, and I read to you from her speech, if you will, to the school board, a teacher's grave concerns over critical race theory, including the fact that the Springfield Public School District is trying to deny that that's what they're teaching, and also trying to deny that it's anything to do with the kids or the students, when that, of course, has been demonstrated not to be true over and over again, and the divisive nature of it. What I find interesting is evidently the live stream, and I'll tell you why I find this interesting. The live stream, they were told, they just couldn't get it to work, so the public wasn't going to be able to watch the meeting. I don't think that that was an accident. The previous school board meeting included numerous individuals showing up to express their concerns for young people when it comes to critical race theory, in addition to at least one new school board member who is actually asking questions about this to learn information that it is clear the majority of the school board does not want the people of Springfield to hear. You combine that with the fact that more and more you have these videos going viral and getting some national news coverage of parents showing up and exposing what's going on. I don't think they want, I think they're afraid. And I tell you who else should be afraid is institutions, MSU and Drury. Because both of those institutions employ two of the biggest problems on that school board. They employ them in a capacity to mold young minds. And they should have concern, because I know if I'm a parent and I find out some of the things that they're doing, some of the things they're promoting, some of the ways they're trying to block parents from finding this stuff out, some of the horrible things that they're saying. We've talked about this in past shows, in the bullying and the name calling of parents who have concerns about this segregation through CRT. I wouldn't send my kid to a university that felt that was a good example of somebody who should be paid money to mold young minds. I believe there's progress that is being made. It's inches right now. And the number one enemy to the problem, folks, on the Springfield School Board is the Springfield parents and population becoming informed on what is going on. Give you an idea of how bad it is, not just with critical race theory. There was a citizen who had reached out and just mentioned they didn't understand why someone had not, through a open records request, sought out communications, email communications, from school board members. They're elected officials, right? And in Missouri, we have all this focus on transparency and sunshine laws in their elected officials. And I said, good luck, because I'm telling you, they do everything they can to prevent parents from being able to communicate with school board members. And for what I found out is they were just flat out told, yeah, no, that information is private. These are elected officials. Elected officials on the school board, and the district refusing to give out ways for citizens and parents to communicate with them via email. How are people supposed to hold elected officials accountable if they're not even able to know what sort of communication is going on regarding what they're doing with the children? Also, this hour, I'm going to play some audio of a video that was taken by a student at one of the Springfield Public Schools, middle schools, in which a teacher is promoting, you know, Pride Month and handing out cupcakes for LGBTQ kids. And one of the kids evidently committed the horrific sin of saying, I mean, why are we treating LGBTQ plus kids different than straight kids? And the teacher unleashes. So we've got that also this hour. Springfield's Talk 104.1. I'm Nick Reed. Jason Reimer with the latest news. Well, there was an independent report that came out that protesters, they were vandals. Vandals at Lafayette Park weren't forcibly cleared from the park because of the Trump photo op. Now, you may recall this was a big deal. This was during the campaign, one of the driving narratives that Trump, in order to get a photo op with a Bible, sent in the Gestapo to tear gas. They used the term to use chemical weapons on peaceful protesters. Well, according to this independent new report, this is so untrue. The clearing out of the park occurred before the folks who were doing the clearing out, and there were a number of different law enforcement entities involved in this, even knew that Trump was going to be going over to the church. They had nothing to do with one another. Nothing. Now, of course, a really great question for the media to ask, if they truly are interested in reporting on how things happen and why things happen, is how is it that that storyline began? The one that falsely was repeated over and over and over and over again by all the major media outlets, that Trump had them go in with chemical weapons and clear out peaceful protesters all so he could do a photo op. Springfield's Talk 104.1. I'm Nick Reed.
Reed in the morning on Springfield's Talk 104.1.
Any of the program you miss, our on-demand section is crafted especially for you. Sponsored by GunTech Nixon. Protesters were not forcibly cleared from an area in front of the White House because of former President Donald Trump's photo opportunity an internal investigation has found. Demonstrators protesting the death of George Floyd were forcibly removed, with flashbangs and other non-lethal crowd control munitions from the plaza between St. John's Church and Lafayette Park in Washington, D.C. Of course, at the time, it was described by some as the use of chemical weapons. The incident was widely denounced, quickly blamed on Trump, who walked across the park shortly afterwards to give a speech in front of St. John's Church. A report, and the reason, of course, that was, is because vandals had vandalized one of the most historical Christian churches in this country. And while Trump was out there trying to send the message, we're not going to let violent protesters and vandals take down this country, the media was doing everything they could, along with the Democrat Party, to side with those vandals, including portraying them as peaceful protesters that had chemical weapons used against them by dictator Trump so he could take a photo op for propaganda purposes. The report found that the park was being cleared so that anti-scale fencing could be installed following riots on May 30th through 31st, according to NBC News. Quote, the evidence was reviewed and showed that the park police cleared the park to allow for the contractor to safely install anti-scale fencing in response to destruction of federal property and injury to officers that occurred on May 30th and May 31st. Now, I thought when there was destruction of federal property and law enforcement injured by protesters, that was called an insurrection. Oh, that's right. See, these people were anti-Trump and anti-America. So they're in the clear. This is yet another one of those many, many instances in which the media somehow managed, all of the media, to collectively come up with a fake story that was an outright lie about what the Trump administration, or specifically Donald Trump, was doing. And in fact, what they revealed is in the timeline, it's sort of interesting because it parallels to some degree the accusations regarding the riots, where the timeline in reality doesn't add up in terms of when his speech ended and when things started. Well, the clearing of the protesters began before the Capitol Police or the Parks Police or any of those individuals even knew anything about Trump going over to the church to give that little speech. There ought to be an investigation into how did the media obtain the false information, and what sources did they use? And how was it that every single one of those media outlets managed to get it exactly wrong in the exact same way? But there will be no such interest in any investigation, because journalism today, on a national level specifically, has no interest in being journalism in the sense of reporting the truth and what's going on. It is an activist body of the Democrat Party, and it continues to display that on a daily basis. Springfield's Talk 104.1, I'm Nick Reed.
Thanks to the...
There's a video that was taken by a student at what appears to be Pershing Middle School in the Springfield School District, and a teacher was pushing off her pro-LGBTQ stuff and handing out unicorn cupcakes, which, you know, the LGBT community, they've confiscated the rainbow as their symbol, and now they've done the same for unicorns as well. And so this is a symbol of LGBTQ plus stuff. And evidently a student asked the question, or I don't know exactly, but you'll hear by the response, it clearly was responding to something along the lines of, well, what about straight kids, you know? Why are we segregating here and treating people unequally? And you know, what about the straight kids? And this is the response. This is middle school. of the teacher.
I care about straight people, but just because I support another thing doesn't mean I don't support straight people too. Just because I'm Mexican doesn't mean I don't also support black people, or Irish people, or ignorant people.
Never said it was like that.
Okay.
Just said you get ignored.
Would you like a special unicorn cupcake for being straight jerk?
Yes!
Alright, come here, get a straight jerk cupcake. For being a pill.
I'm just trying to be annoying.
You are annoying! You were very successful, congratulations!
Thanks.
What a dip. Alright.
What?
A dip. Like a dipstick, a butthead, a weasel?
A weasel.
Pain in my butt? This summer is...
All right, now we're going to get a traffic update and a break, and then I'm going to play the audio for you again. It was the first time you hear oftentimes audio in which you get background noise. It can be a little difficult to track. But the student was, she just flips on him. She, of course, is supposed to be the adult. And he's like, we're just kind of being ignored here. And so she mockingly, do you want a straight cupcake then? And calls him numerous names, including what sounds like a curse word, but appears to me and all of the students there that she tried to cover. No, I said dip. This is what is going on in the Springfield public school system. We'll replay that audio coming up. Springfield's talk. Oh, and we'll get the video up also. Where is that going to be housed?
That'll be on your Facebook page, Nick Reed, at 1041 Nick Reed.
Okay, yeah, so that'll be up there in just a couple of moments. Springfield's talk, 1041. I'm Nick Reed. Here's the latest traffic.
Traffic sponsored by
Orin, and you'll pick all that stuff out, and it makes that house your actual home. This is Oller Building Company, OLLER, and you can find them under Nick's endorsements at KSGF.com. Patchy fog before 8, otherwise sunny, a high near 90, mostly clear tonight, 72, with a 20% chance of showers, thunderstorms tomorrow afternoon, a high of 90, though at humidity, it'll make it feel like it's 98. And a 30% chance of showers, thunderstorms Saturday, a high of 88, 89 on Sunday and Monday. So we're going to hit a very warm stretch here. Well, hot, I suppose it's fair to say. I'm going to replay some audio that I played before the traffic update of what appears to be a teacher at Pershing Middle School. And it was video, and we've got it up on my Facebook page, 1041 Nick Reed. And clearly a student began filming it because a teacher started to lose it over a student asking, well, you know, what about straight kids? Because the teacher decided to highlight and segregate out LGBTQ students and hand out cupcakes for them and unicorn cupcakes to celebrate them. And a male student had the audacity to ask, you know, well, what about everybody else? And you'll hear... as I play the audio, she loses it and begins name-calling, mocking him. In the video, you'll see she physically approaches him. He, being the adult, tries to defuse it once it sounds... this is what it sounds like to me. Of course, you can interpret it how you'd like. When she physically approaches him and is name-calling and clearly agitated... he tries to defuse it by saying, I'm just trying to be annoying, that's all. That's all I'm doing. That's, you know. And she continues the name calling, including what it sounds to me, and apparently to all the students, using a curse word. Now, I haven't edited it out. It's not the worst in the world. That way, you can decide for yourself what it sounds like. When students ask, what did you say? I said dip. He's a dip. You know, because it's the 40s, I guess, and we've gone back to using that verbiage. Here is the audio from that video again.
I care about straight people, but just because I support another thing doesn't mean I don't support straight people, too. Just because I'm Mexican doesn't mean I don't also support black people, or Irish people, or ignorant people.
She calls him ignorant.
Never said it was like that.
Okay.
Just said he get ignored.
Would you like a special unicorn cupcake for being straight jerk?
Yes!
All right, come here. Get a straight jerk cupcake. for being a pill.
I'm just trying to be annoying.
You are annoying. You were very successful. Congratulations.
Thanks.
What a dip. All right.
What?
A dip. Like a dipstick? A butthead? A weasel?
A weasel.
Pain in my butt? This summer is...
it's just a side note, I suppose, here. When she is clarifying the name that she calls him. No, dipstick is what I said. Weasel, like this and that. She lists all these other names off as if that's appropriate for a teacher to call a student any of those names anyway. Is this really the point that we have gotten to when it comes to the level of teachers within the Springfield Public School District? That this is acceptable behavior? Isn't it so wonderful, all of these different months and these focuses on people and kids by race and by sexuality? I see how it just brings everyone together. It's so wonderful. It's so fantastic that this is being done. Isn't it wonderful to have such an open environment where students can ask questions and express their point of view without being attacked and name-called by a teacher? On Tuesday at that school board meeting, when a teacher came forward and revealed that a biracial student tried to take his or her own life because of the bullying that he or she received for being half white, in the midst of all of this critical race theory, the Black History Months, the division of different races, the teaching that white privilege, white oppressors, and then you hear this sort of video, the bullying that goes on. Is it any surprise that students feel bullied by teachers, by the administration? Is it any surprise when you hear that? If you think of, you've got some student, particularly if they're of a, you know, middle school or even high school age, that can be a very, very difficult time. A time when you feel conflicted about you know, relationships, who you are. It can be absolute turmoil. A time when the teacher might be your only saving grace of stability. But this in Springfield schools is what they haven't said. Is it any wonder that a student would try to commit suicide with this sort of atmosphere going on? Now, obviously, not only are not all teachers this cruel and such close-minded bullies. And we know this because of the teacher that came forward on Tuesday, warning of these sort of things occurring, of the repercussions. It is getting to the point where it's make it or break it for these kids, and I don't blame teachers who don't come forward because they also get treated this way. The teacher who spoke before the school board on behalf of a child who tried to commit suicide because of the atmosphere that's been created is afraid that she's going to be fired for it. Now, I want you to think about that for a moment. An atmosphere in which a teacher standing up for a child who was so bullied by an atmosphere created there, attempted suicide, is afraid she's going to lose her job for doing it. Is it any wonder that good teachers don't come forward? Which in turn allows for this sort of atmosphere to unfortunately breed. I doubt anything's going to happen. This will probably not only continue, but it will get worse because good teachers are getting out. good teachers are recognizing that a child's education is no longer the number one priority. It is instead indoctrination. And so these are the teachers who went into the profession because they wanted to help young people on their journey in life, help educate them, help prepare them for the next level. And instead, these are the people who are saying, no, that's not exactly what we're looking to do here. And if you open your mouth about it, even if it's in defense of a student and students' well-being, you will be destroyed. If this school district is okay with teachers who bully students, you know they're going to be okay with teachers bullying other teachers. Now, after the break, I'm going to play for you audio of a teacher. Let's see what. I don't think this was in Iowa. Anyhow, it's audio of a teacher who, much like the teacher in the Springfield Public School District, spoke to the school board and also is standing up for the students and sending a message to students. And more of these are going viral because it speaks to common sense. Springfield's Talk 104.1. I'm Nick Reed.
Traffic on Springfield.
Weekdays at noon on Springfield's Talk 104.1.
In the video, for those that may be wondering, my kid goes to Pershing. In the background, you can see him. I don't know if it's Miss or Mrs., but Parker is the last name. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Yeah, Parker. So if you've got kids in her class, you may want to. Well, I don't know. You do what you want to do. Before I play this audio from a teacher in Virginia who has come forward and is speaking out on behalf of students against these divisive efforts, is it any wonder that there's bullying in school whenever students sit in a class and see a teacher treat a student that way? Because he simply asks, well, you know, how about treating us equally? How come, where are the cupcakes for the straight kids? Even if you disagree with the question. I mean, no wonder kids bully kids. And when you have teachers that are allowed to be this way, kids follow examples. And if you have students who disagree with someone's perspective when it comes to critical race theory or LGBTQ, why wouldn't they feel justified in going off on them if Mrs. Parker does? And Lord knows how many other teachers do. I don't believe it's a majority of teachers in the district by any stretch. In the video, for those that may be wondering, my kid goes to Pershing. In the background, you can see him. I don't know if it's Miss or Mrs., but Parker is the last name. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Yeah, Parker. So if you've got kids in her class, you may want to. Well, I don't know. You do what you want to do. Before I play this audio from a teacher in Virginia who has come forward and is speaking out on behalf of students against these divisive efforts, is it any wonder that there's bullying in school whenever students sit in a class and see a teacher treat a student that way? Because he simply asks, well, you know, how about treating us equally? How come, where are the cupcakes for the straight kids? Even if you disagree with the question. I mean, no wonder kids bully kids. And when you have teachers that are allowed to be this way, kids follow examples. And if you have students who disagree with someone's perspective when it comes to critical race theory or LGBTQ, why wouldn't they feel justified in going off on them if Mrs. Parker does? And Lord knows how many other teachers do. I don't believe it's a majority of teachers in the district by any stretch, but I do believe there that whatever the percentage is, they are the most protected teachers there. To be able to behave this way, it is unacceptable. Unfortunately, in the Springfield Public School District, apparently it is acceptable. You cannot expect kids not to bully other kids because of a difference of opinion when you have teachers that set that example. There is a teacher in Fairfax County, Virginia, who went to speak before the school board. You'll hear her microphone gets cut off, which apparently was the same thing that occurred with the teacher in the Springfield Public School District on Tuesday again. They magically couldn't get the live stream to work, so we don't have audio of that. That's a trick that apparently Fairfax County hasn't learned, and so this audio is captured.
Fairfax County Public School teacher, and I'm going to give a message of encouragement to parents and teachers and students who are too afraid to come and speak forward. Parents, the longer that you wait and you don't hold your child's schools accountable gives these guys more time to dictate what's best for your child's physical, mental, and emotional health. Don't be afraid to speak out for your kids because they are voiceless and they rely on you. You should be afraid of them rooting for socialism by the time they get to middle school. Teachers, it may seem that our careers have come to a dead end, but I'm here to remind you, we don't work for the school board. We work to mold the next generation of well-rounded American patriots. So don't give up because it is up to us. Students, you are on the front lines of these indoctrination camps. Challenge the staff when you're presented with a ludicrous statement and do not allow anybody to tell you hate yourself because of your skin color. Students, it is up to you to be the next generation of victims or victors. And finally, to the board, this isn't over and your policies are just as...
Nick Gofford, followed by Ryan.
That's where they cut off her microphone. More of this has got to start happening. When I say more of this has got to start happening in order for this to change. And there's at least one new school board member in Springfield that is attempting to do that. There possibly is two, but the rest of those folks, particularly a couple, have got to go. Unless we want this bullying to continue and the divisive nature of stuff and the gaslighting. The teacher from Pershing that I played, if you missed any of the audio, we've got the video up on 104.1 Nick Reed and Facebook. And of course, you can go back and listen on demand, sponsored by Gun Tech in Nixa. This line that they trot out, well, just because I'm highlighting and praising one group doesn't mean that I don't care about another. If you've got four children and one of your children you're always constantly praising, you're giving gifts to, when you're out in public you just talk about how wonderful that one child is in front of the other, all of your praise, all of your outward expression of praise, their talents, how much you love them. What message do you think that sends to the other kids? So that argument doesn't stand. You can make it, but it's detached from reality. And it shows a detachment from humanity by the person who makes the argument. Springfield's Talk 104.1. I'm Nick Reed. Good news when it comes to this new creation of hate and segregation within public schools. Some states are fighting back. The bad news is Missouri apparently is totally absent. I don't get it. Apparently the Republican Party is too interested in creating databases and raising taxes on its citizens to worry about the kids in the school system. I don't know what other explanation there is. Iowa governor has just signed a bill banning critical race theory in schools. A black Columbia professor has urged parents who are against racism to pull their students out of a specific New Jersey prep school over their use of critical race theory. And this is where they are the pushers of this new form of segregation are running into some trouble, because more people of color are recognizing. They recognize the history of how segregation was bad several generations ago, and they recognize that it's bad today. It doesn't make it good just because a new breed of Democrats support it. Just because they're wanting a do-over. Which, of course, there's this tendency for that party in particular, when they fail at something, to just continue to try to do it over and over again. And fortunately, we got rid of segregation in this country, and they're doing everything they can to bring it back. And it's becoming very problematic for them when you have